MTV Cast.
Hey, this is Rick Ashton calling in from Del Norte. Man, I'll tell you, yesterday was my dark day. Leaving Salida, going up over Marshall Pass. The wind wasn't bad going up on the pavement until it cut off into the dirt. But after that, it took a long time to get to the top. And near the top, I was going, it's like I'm not even moving. I'm looking at my odometer, and I keep saying, I haven't even hardly moved. And when I got to the top, I figured out why, because somehow my odometer missed a mile and a half. So I got that figured out. Now I'm just doing some math, trying to keep up with the cues and everything. But on the way down, the winds, oh my Lord, the winds. I was using the same gearing going down as I was going up. Well, I should be doing 30 miles an hour going down, easy. I'm in my low gears pushing as hard as I can to do 7 miles an hour because of the winds blowing 30, 40, gusting to 60. They get in the sergeants and the winds are still blowing. So you got a good paved downhill for like 16 miles that last time I was just flying through there. Well, it turned into 16 miles of uphill because of the winds. And when you go around some of these flats, that wind would hit you and it would just stop you in the tracks. And it was like that the entire day. So it stopped me from doing another 30, 40 miles, because that's what I did last time I rode this section. So I was really bummed out because I was just pushing so hard. And when I got close to dark, I was heading for a campsite, but I never made it there. So I just stopped along the dirt road and camped in the sagebrush. And I forgot to get a picture of it. It's kind of neat. But today, I felt kind of worn out because I haven't been eating that well. But I started picking up other riders. Marty Johnson passed me while I was getting ready to go to sleep. And I caught up to him a couple of passes later. And started feeling good. So overall, I had a good day. Got into Del Norte, and the first thing I did was find a room. And before I even went up to my room, I went and got a big steak dinner. So I finally had a good dinner tonight. Tomorrow is a big day. The highest climb, Indiana Pass, close to 12,000 feet. And I'm studying the map now. Also got a email from Matt saying there's a detour after Brazos Ridge in New Mexico because of a fire. So I got to write down the cues and stuff for that. But I'm studying the map to see where I want to go tomorrow. I'll probably talk to you. I don't know when I can find reception again. But still having fun.